Yo, man, I'm currently boiling a kitten. And if you're offended by this, or you're too young to see this, well, get the hell out of here.
Are you boiling a kitten? 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 No, really, are you boiling a kitten today? Hello, people. Welcome to BDO Radio. I'm your host, Budweiser, and this is show number 18, the long, long-awaited show number 18. Everyone can resume their normal lives now because show number 18 is out. Yes, this show is being recorded on the, well, technically the morning of April 27, 2007. It's 1:20 a.m. And, well, I'd like to say hello to all listeners. I'm going to get back to my little introduction there. I'm going to get back to that a little later. But first off, I have to do like I usually do, which is start off with a word about BDO Radio. And this time, you know, I know I've done it a lot in my last shows. I've like, you know, the first half of my show is talking about my show. It's not cool, but now I think is the moment to spend at least 5 minutes talking about it, just for a reason. It's because, well, people are now finally asking, dude, why aren't you on live? I'm not getting live show emails. When's the next live show? I don't get it massively, but a few people have noticed that, hey, Budweiser has not been on live in a while. I believe I've mentioned that the podcasts were going to be the way on an earlier recorded show of 2007. However, I did not really specify that, I don't know, 2007 is definitely going to be a busy year for me, and I, you know, with all the effort I've given, this is what pisses me off about live shows. BDO Radio has a listener base of, I'd say, if I really counted everybody that's ever listened, I know the number would fucking blow me away. Let's not go into those numbers. I don't even want to assume them. Let's say the people that still listen to BDO Radio at least once a month today, I'd say there's 500 people. Now, to get all these fucking 500 people to tune in on the same night is desperately and sadly virtually impossible in my case. Listen, I don't have the budget to do something really neat. I don't have the time to write the best. You know what? I'm a web developer. That's what I do for a living. Yes, I could write something that's really amazing and make sure that, you know, everybody gets the word at the right time, but I don't have the time to write it, and I especially don't have the time to support it. That's my problem right there. So, you know what? This show started off being a podcast. Well, more or less. By podcast, I mean it was recorded. Because a podcast, I understand now what a podcast means. It's a fucking recording that you can download. That's all it is. The XML, I can write it by hand in Notepad. It is not brain surgery. It is not anything special. It is a fucking XML feed that is fed into iTunes, and iTunes knows where to download the files from. That's all. It's a bunch of fucking web links. That's all a podcast is. So back in the day where podcasts didn't exist, they already existed. Downloading an MP3 was called downloading a podcast. Okay, that's the way it goes. You know what I'm saying? Anyways, so I believe that for this year, you know, when I have time, I do want to do a show. I haven't given up on BDO Radio. I probably will never give up on BDO Radio. I like doing radio, and BDO Radio is my fucking outlet. I'm not going to give it up. But I think I'm going to stick with the podcasts. I think it's a great idea to simply stick with stuff that people can listen to anytime they want and catch it anytime they want and download it onto their freaking iPod or something like that, or their computer or wherever they're keeping their shit, and listen to it in the car, listen to it on a computer, listen to it when it comes out. You know, it's just great that way. I think it's the better way. And some people may miss the whole chat room host thing, but you know what? I'll tell you really honestly, the chat room to a live show radio host is an extreme distraction. You might notice that too. The Ranting Griffin would be a great example for this. He used to have a chat room. I think he used to read out of it. Actually, I don't know if some of the ideas of him talking, you know, while he's talking, some of his ideas are sparked by the chat room, but he doesn't mention that. However, I heard him mention something that was said in the chat room during live shows about twice in all of his shows. So you can get the idea that, you know, it's a distraction. You don't want to pay too much attention to it. And the idea of having like a live show that is based on me reading what people say in the chat room and replying to it is kind of like, why don't we have a conference call instead? You know what I mean? So, are live shows dead? No. I'll say right now, no. I would like to do the eventual huge live shows with the entire crew in the studio, us getting drunk and going nuts. Okay, I don't want to give up on that, and I really hope it can happen this summer. I haven't heard of doing a balcony show again, so don't despair, okay? But as for me doing those goddamn solo live shows, I've had enough. I mean, it's hard to gather everybody on the same night, and when you do, it gets very fun. I'll admit one thing, the fans have been the fucking best throughout my shows. I've had blasts during live shows. But it's just too damn hard to do it every single time. I'd like to do 5 live shows per week, but I'd like to know that there would be like 50 people tuned in to those live shows, and that just doesn't happen. And I just decided, fuck it. You know, a podcast, over time, I've made the calculations uniquely. Unique people that listen goes over 200 per show. So, you know what? I'm cool with the idea of not being live for now, but there will most likely be some very big, huge, fat live events at BDO Radio, but they're only gonna be big. I don't want to do like the 5 live shows a week thing anymore. Anyways, but as for the affiliations, you know what? It is not my choice for them not to broadcast anymore. Some of them, well, all of them have decided not to broadcast anymore, and it's not really that they said, oh, Bud's not on, I'm not on. You know, that's not exactly it. It's that when I stopped doing it, they unknowingly drifted away and stopped doing it too. I seem to be an influence on that front. But I'll try to actually gather the troop back together, see who would like to stay in the regular live show loop. But I'm certainly out of it. But when it comes to live shows, it's not over, but it's going to be much more rare. And if there ever is one announced, I'm going to announce it like 3 or 4 days in advance. And please, for the love of God, all you people who hear this fucking show, don't miss it, because there's not going to be a lot of them, okay? I don't care if I start the show as like 3 listeners, okay? It's just rare at BDO. We mostly have, the lowest I'm going to get during a live show is like 6 to 8 listeners, and the higher numbers are like over 20. Now, The fun thing with podcasts, like I said, is I get over 200 unique per show. Well, this could happen on a live show. I do have the bandwidth set up to take this. However, I'd like to see happen. I've yet to see it happen. I mean, I know that all these people who have heard our podcasts could all tune in at the same time, but it's really hard to make it happen. So I really hope that the day we do announce in very advance a live show at the BDO headquarters, that you make sure you can tune in that day. It would be really cool. Now, people, this, I don't even know if I said this in show number 17, but I'm going to say it now. I even made a joke Is it show number 16 or 17? I forgot which one, but I make a joke in which people call me and I tell them I don't have a MySpace account and leave me alone. And, well, it turns out that finally people... This I mentioned in the... Right after I actually did that joke, I did mention that I might get a MySpace account to secure the slash Budweiser, the MySpace.com/Budweiser URL, which I wouldn't have liked anyone else to get. I mean, if, you know, someone could have just been a bastard and taken it from me for no reason. So I decided to sign up and at least secure that. I put really basic shit on my page just to have a MySpace, you know? Just to make sure I secured it. And, well, turns out that, you know, I explored the features a bit. I have a few friends on there, like one of the girls that was playing hockey in the BDO hockey videos is on MySpace. And we actually got in touch through that, more or less. And we're trying to keep in touch and play hockey this summer as well, trying to find places that keep the ice going all summer. So, you know, MySpace sort of got into my everyday life after all. And I gotta say, it's really ghetto. They have some fine-tuning to do. I mean, the system is pretty good because it's one of the most popular sites on the internet. I think it's number 3 or number 4 right now. So... it's crazy. That's insane, okay? You need mad servers to do that, and they managed to be not so bad after all. And, but the problem is that their tools are ghetto, and all the forums are ghetto, and it looks like, you know, every little single piece has been written by a different person. They should mainstream that, work on the little details, the look of the thing, and the customizable pages... Oh my god, they have to remove the possibility of doing a dirty CSS hack. It looks like garbage. Most of the customized pages look terrible. Some of them, there's a rare occasion where you fall on a really good looking one, but most of them are really ugly and are all fucked up. They're really bad design web pages, and it's not even the user's fault. They're just putting up a layout, and the layout makes it like the fucking text is black and the background's black. I can't fucking read. Yeah, there's a lot of those fucking weird layouts. I don't even understand why the users don't see that you can't read their fucking text, because the text is like dark gray on a black background. You know, it's like, hello! God damn it, I don't want to have to scroll to where your background fades up to white. You know, I want to be able to read the whole goddamn page without fucking scrolling. Anyway, oh, and those of you who use transparency on MySpace, I fucking hate you. Your spaces are impossible to view, because when you scroll down, the tables disappear, and your spaces just suck, and fuck you, and fuck your mothers, and yeah, you fuck your mothers for me, on my behalf. Thank you. Anyways, so, show number 18, fucking recording it, off the top of my head, I felt like doing talk segments tonight. I'm gonna do them both in the same session, and the advisories are... this is not bomb.dhs.org anymore. I gotta say comedy skits. Yes, these skits for this show. Okay, I got a little three-part series that's called Three Episodes of Lost. You're gonna love that. Yeah, the series Lost. You know the series Lost? We got the series Lost. And then three skits for this show, the three big ones. First off, we're going to have... These are two of these skits are old skits that are simply being brought back as is. We're going to start with Forget the Depth. That's going to be the first skit. And that one's from the old days of tabarnak.net. I'm not even going to start on that one. You people know what I'm talking about, know what I'm talking about. You other people, enjoy the skit. Then we're going to go on with Formula One, another really old skit. From those days that was kept in high quality, so they're really going to sound good to you, those two first ones. And the third one, I'm going to announce it in the third segment. It's just great. It's a classic, and I remade it. It's fresh out of the oven, made with today's technology, much better sounding. I believe you're going to love the remake of that one, and it's really an old classic. Many people have labeled that one the fucking crazy skit of BDO. Anyways... So there's going to be more of me blabbering in segment number three of this show, and right before the song as well. So until then, enjoy the skit that's following, and keep on listening. You're listening to BDO Radio, and I'm your host, Budweiser.
BDORadio.com. Some fucked up shit, man.
And now, an episode of the new, exciting, suspenseful, and riveting series, Lost.
Jerry, where's the map?
I don't know. I lost it.
Aw, man. That means we're lost.
Oh, wait. I think I found the map. I found the map.
Oh, so we're not lost anymore. Which exit was it?
Stay tuned for another episode of Lost.
Are you out of money? Are you struggling to pay those bills? Well, listen up. You can be saved. We, at Forget the Debt, can loan you money, no interest, no monthly payment. There's just a few rules. If we loan you $100 and you are late on your first payment, this is what we do to you. If we loan you $1,000 and you are late on your first payment, this is what we do to you!
My leg!
And if we loan you $10,000 and you are late on your first payment, this is what we do to you!
No! My leg! No! Please no! Please no!
So don't let those bills keep you off the track. Call Forget the Debt, and we'll save you.
A few technical notes apply. If you loan some of the cash we loan you, we break your two fucking legs. If you as much think of trying to screw us, we'll chop your limbs off. And if you tell anyone you borrowed money from us, we kill you and your family.
Hello, mate.
Hey, what's it gonna be today, sir?
Can I have a sticky tongue?
A sticky tongue.
Right. Make it fast.
Is it one of these new drinks?
Make it fast.
Hang on.
What are you doing?
Do you have any clues? This is a New York drink.
You don't know what the fuck this is? Okay, do you have a smelly toe?
A smelly toe. Hang on.
Do you have an Irish chin?
An Irish chin?
What do you have?
Buddy.
I
know what you're doing.
Buddy, listen, with your little thing in the hand and you're looking through your menu, you look like you're gay. Are you gay?
Listen, I don't care about you. I served you a beer 5 minutes ago and you didn't even fucking tip
me. All right.
Now, what real drink?
Because you look like you're gay.
Here's a freaking book. Okay?
Okay, give me a Scottish hooligan.
Do you dye your hair?
What the hell is
a Scottish hooligan?
Look at my goddamn book and pick a drink from the book.
Now, can you give me... I'll tell you what a Scottish hooligan is.
Okay.
All right, okay.
You have a perm, right?
Don't listen to my friend. He's not Scottish.
That's your friend. Can you tell him to tip me next time, please?
Okay, look, a Scottish hooligan, you have to mix a quart of beer, a quart of vodka, a quart of whiskey. You're gonna have to put in a quarter of amaretto and a half a teacup of vodka and a bit of tequila. When I say a bit, I mean a lot. And,
Wait, hang on. As I'm pouring
Oh, come
tequila,
on, man.
I'm pouring the tequila in this and the mixture is turning brown. You sure you want to drink this?
Give me the brown. Okay. Now, I want a...
Listen, buddy, can we have a, like... We don't... listen, all right. We obviously don't like you, so...
Are you going to learn to tip people?
Yeah, but exactly.
No tipping
exactly.
In
Go
Ireland.
Find some tips somewhere else. Can you, like, send somebody else? We don't
Nobody
like
tips in Ireland. You know that.
Listen, you're pranking me with drinks that don't exist. You just made me do a mixture that turned brown.
Give me
and
that mixture. We're going to call that the Irish meat.
Where are you from, man? Where are you from?
You're local? I'm from New York. Exactly.
Okay, listen. I want a Long Island iced tea.
Yes.
I want to replace the vodka by amaretto.
Okay.
I want to replace the iced tea by sour grapes and rum. You know that?
Okay. That's going to cost you extra, by the way.
Okay, I want some Sambuca flamed on top of the drink. And give me some a couple of cherries in there with mixed up with olives.
Okay, you understand that this drink's going to make you projectile vomit after 5 minutes.
It's going to be shaken nuts third.
Whatever you ask for.
Ah, thank you very much, sir.
Okay, that'll be $5.50.
$5.50? What are you, some kind of fucking ripoff?
You think we're poor?
Now
you think we're poor?
My
that's
price.
So cheap. That's so,
Listen,
that's so
don't
cheap.
Don't make me get the bouncers on
Yo,
your ass.
You have to charge us
bouncer,
at least $20
bouncer.
For that.
Yeah, John,
Come here. I need some security.
My friends, what are you up to now?
The guy charged us $5 for a really sophisticated drink, and they're
pissed off because they're pranking me with drinks that don't exist, and I'm charging them $5.50 for this drink created.
Listen, buddy, you have big arms and everything, but listen, the thing is,
we know
what we want.
We know. I watch the door, you know, the red door?
And the thing is, the problem is that we find that the price is not expensive enough.
Oh, look at your friend. He's vomiting on the floor.
We all work over here, and I hear to help my friend here. He's trying to spill some beer on you or something.
Listen, monkey.
Did you just refer to my bouncer as a monkey because he's black?
Oh, now I'm black.
The black guy's a nice guy.
Now you're black. Now you're black.
What's your problem?
Okay, you're not black. You're African-American.
Monkey. You look like a monkey.
Stop drinking my bread, you know?
Okay, listen,
it's
bartender.
This is
a very easy drink,
alright? If I give you a banana, you're gonna be
fine. Okay. Empty your...
What are you talking about?
Empty your bottle of beer.
I don't drink no monkey beer.
Listen, you're a monkey.
No. I drink monkey
beer. Stop calling
my
bouncer a monkey.
Why don't you have a banana?
Hey, listen.
Stop trying to talk like a white guy.
I got a bigger banana, man. I'm a black man.
Yes, you want a banana. I know that.
I got a bigger banana than you.
Okay, you want a banana. I know that. Listen, look. I threw a banana over there. Go get it.
No, this is the...
No. Go get the banana.
You know the shell of the banana?
Listen. Stop.
Okay. Relax.
Hey.
Okay, listen, I want to be serious for a second.
Let's talk
a
few minutes.
Hey, can I be serious?
Okay, then you want to be serious, shut the fuck up and talk.
Mr. Bartender.
You talk to me, I translate to him.
Tell the bartender.
Yeah.
I want a drink.
In what do you want?
Listen to me.
What?
What are you relaxing for?
Hey, what do you want?
Relax, man.
I want to see you right here.
I can hear you.
Okay.
I need him to translate.
Okay, listen to me. I want a drink in a regular sized glass.
Okay, wait.
Wait, I'm going
to
explain the drink.
He is talking to me.
I'm talking to him. What's wrong with you?
Well, I'm listening.
But you're a fucking monkey.
Okay, Banana Man, I want it in a regular glass, okay? Half Shirley Temple, half screwdriver. I want to add a bit of quart of cranberry juice with a bit of fucking Tennessee whiskey, a half slice of melon juice.
Again, that's going to be disgusting.
That's it. This is my drink.
Give him the drink.
I already have your Scottish hooligan here.
Give him the drinks. I was about to give him the
drink. That Scottish hooligan was 12 hours ago. Okay. This is what I want. You're listening
to me? All right, can you be serious for once?
No. Okay, listen. We don't like you.
You didn't tip me. I know you don't like me. Fuck you.
Can we have a chick serving us drinks, please? That's all I'm asking.
If you go to the bar downstairs, there's a girl serving
Fuck downstairs.
You.
Fuck you.
Okay. We want a girl right here, right now.
No,
okay?
There's a girl on the bar downstairs.
All right. So shut the fuck up and act like a girl.
Shut the fuck up. Do I look like a bitch to you?
I want a glass of water. But in the water, I want you to insert anchovies and half a slice of pepperoni.
That's disgusting.
Shut the fuck up.
Anchovies.
Lower your voice to the bartender.
The bartender is not knowing.
To get you out of here.
What's wrong with you?
I am the man, the monkey dude.
Listen, it's very easy. I want a drink. It's served in a regular drink cup. I want a half a drink of Shirley Temple. The other half a drink of Long Island iced tea.
Give me the screwdriver.
The screwdriver is put in at the end.
Well, we're gonna do that, okay?
Okay.
You talk to the bartender, not
John,
to me.
2 ounces of tequila.
All right.
Two ounces of tequila, 1 ounce of grenadine juice.
One grenadine juice with a grenade.
What grenade? What's wrong with you?
Hey, I'm the translator, man.
You're fucking crazy.
No, I am not. I am the coconut monkey, man.
Listen,
you're a monkey.
I can hear you anyway.
Listen, your fucking bouncer is nuts.
People, calm down.
You're standing on my bar. How can I calm down?
You're standing on my bar. Relax. Let him down. Relax. There's something definitely wrong with your bouncer.
The bar is closed.
Shut the fuck up. It's 12:30 p.m. You smell from your nose.
Why, you got nasal.
Don't you know I'm proactive?
No, I take Viagra.
What's wrong with you?
You can stop arguing. You're fucking drinks
ready. The bar is closed now. We have
to go. Do you want it? Or do you not want it?
Okay, people, calm down now. Calm down. You shut up. You shut up and you shut up, all right? We are here in a hotel lobby, and we're just gonna relax, and we just want
regular drinks.
Whatever he wants, you know?
Easy!
It's here!
Sorry,
fuck!
The bar is closed.
You're getting on my nerves!
Okay, get him out of here, Joe. Get him out of here.
We gotta go head out, man.
Sorry. I'm sorry, I just want to order a rum and coke, please.
Listen, bitch! Get the fuck away from my bar! We're having a little situation
not
here!
Not many boys, my friend, but
I'd like to
look pretty sexy.
I want
touch your breast.
Yes, but I only want a rum and coke.
Hang on. These are not real.
I know. I bought them in California.
How much you paid?
Hey, lady.
$14,000.
Oh, nice.
You enjoy them.
Good job. It was a good job.
Oh yeah, you just heard some good shit. It was going to be a while before I was going to do that. You just listened to a track off our second CD called Full Bowls and Other Things Volume 2. And this track involved CRX, Buffalio, and yours truly. And Red was also in that one. Red was playing the bouncer, CRX and Buffalio were playing the customers, and I was playing the bartender. And we were really drunk during that skit, because this was really a particularly fucked up skit that just it was really fucked up, man. We kept screaming at each other, and we basically were like, usually, if we're in that condition, we're not going to record a skit. We were way too drunk at that point, and it was on a night where we had failed a couple of times. I actually still have those recordings. One of those recordings became a skit for radio, but never made it on the CD. We had recorded like four or five things, four out of five things sucked. So I ended up canning a bunch of shit, and we're like a bit pissed off that, you know, our scenarios weren't working that night, and we just popped this one out of our assholes, and holy shit, I mean, god damn it. If you get the CD, you actually have access to the recordings of that track, and it's really worth listening to that. It was absolutely eclectic in here. I had to, during the recording of that skit, I had to walk out of this room and go into the other room because I was laughing too much, and I don't want to ruin the recording by laughing right in the mic or close to the mics at all. So I actually had to walk out of the room and come back because I was just laughing too much. And it's one of the craziest fucking recordings we've ever done. Now, let's put that topic aside and just make a note. I started the show saying, have you boiled the kitten? Have you boiled the kitten? We're gonna be covering that weirdness in the final talk segment of the show. Not right now. Right now it is the time where I introduce a song. And in show number 18, I'm gonna take you right back to the 90s. Oh yeah, the nannies! They're oldies now! No, not really, but they're the 90s. Let's call them that, you know. It's fucking 7 years ago, you know, that the 90s existed. 8 years ago that the 90s existed, you know. Nanny, na-na-na-na. Yeah. Anyways, going 17 fucking years ago, the 90s started. Now, them 90s, they had a band that appeared in those days, them 90s, called Radiohead. Head of a radio. These guys, they play on the stage and they had the head of a radio. They looked like radios. So, Radiohead went on to be a kick-ass band. Kick-ass, bitch. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to play one of their older songs. One of the many songs that put them on the map. It's called Creep. And here we go, people. Radiohead, Creep. And it's going to be the bitache.
But I'm a creep. want you to notice when I'm not around. So fucking special. I wish I was special, but I'm a creep.
Of the new, exciting, suspenseful, and riveting series, Lost.
Jerry, you missed the exit!
Oh shit, we're lost!
Wait, that sign says there's a ramp to turn around and backtrack.
Oh, phew, I thought we were lost.
Stay tuned for another episode of Lost.
All right, and the cars are all set for the start.
How exciting, and the green lights go on, the cars drive away, oh my god!
Yes, and oh, Josh Pratt-Bergensen spins out!
Josh made his marks during qualifying yesterday.
Yeah, but now he's made a mark in his underwear. By the way, we've interviewed Bruno McMeshbenden-Frattenden yesterday during his practice, and here's what he had to say. That was really during his practice.
We should have waited after.
And now there's a fight for second position.
Yes, sir,
oh my god,
we
can overtake it! Oh, that was so close!
This is good fighting!
And now, oh, look at this! There's a fight for second position and it's overtaking!
This is good racing! Oh!
What did you do last weekend, Bobby?
Oh, I went with my folks to the summer place. I went fishing and then you know, these cars are worth millions.
Millions.
And the sport is extremely dangerous.
Extremely dangerous.
And it's always...
always...
Oh, problems for Yoshi Pinglin-Takin-Fing.
Yes, we hear it's a technical problem. He urinated in his suit.
Ah, which explains the yellow flag.
Yes, and now it's a chance for the guys to pit. And look at Vladimir Spottenbrecken-Folk's team. They've all been champions.
What are you talking about?
Well, it says it on their suits. Champion.
That's a brand of spark plug, my little moron.
Oh, hey, what's going on with Vladimir? The pit stop is taking a lot of time. 19, 20 seconds, what's going on?
Seems he decided to take the time to buy a gallon of windshield washer and a few fireplace logs.
Yes, what a terrible decision.
Oh, big crash between Bergen-Frittensen and Hurlum Babas' way. Bergen-Frittensen looks injured.
These guys are teammates. This is terrible. For months, the team owner's been trying to put his finger on the problem between the two drivers.
Well, now it seems that teammates are showing each other the middle finger.
Have you boiled a kitten yet? Ha! Have you boiled a kitten yet, people? What are you waiting for? Why aren't you boiling a kitten immediately? Immediately. Now, people, listen to Uncle Budweiser. Oh, yeah, by the way, that's an official statement. My brother's wife was pregnant. She had a baby, so I'm literally an uncle. No kidding. That's pretty fucking cool, though. I actually had a look at the baby at the hospital. They are very tiny human beings at that age. Quite cute. Anyways, off topic. Let's come back on the tracks here. And mention that you must boil a kitten today. I mentioned MySpace earlier on the show during the first segment. And now I would like to come back on MySpace and mention the part of groups. Someone was going to suggest to me to make a MySpace group for BDO. But I beat him to it. Before he even suggested it, I had a group done. And it's called the Skaba BDO. Oh yeah, the Skaba BDO. That's what I call it for short. But really, the name is Supporters of Kitten Boiling Association by BDO. So it's the SKBA, Skaba, by BDO. So the Skaba BDO. You want to join the Skaba BDO, especially if you're a regular BDO listener. People, you must right now go into your MySpace account. On the top menu, click Groups. Search for Kitten Boiling. Don't forget that kitten's got two T's in there. I don't want to consider everybody idiots, but some people are really bad at spelling on the internet, so I really got to make this message for everybody. Kitten Boiling. And look up that shit and join my group. That's the BDO group, people. We boil kittens. But really, really, my God, why haven't people noticed this yet? You know, why haven't people noticed that kittens aren't as good as you would give them credit for? This is my own quote. This is the reason why I started the Supporters of Kitten Boiling Association by BDO. Here's my quote. While kittens may seem cute and cuddly to most, they grow into dangerous, gang-forming crooks, such as pimps, capos, and thugs that pimp out our virgins, soil our streets, steal our money, con our system, and eliminate freedom. And this is why I began the Kitten Boiling Association, or the Supporters of Kitten Boiling Association, by BDO. I really hope that you people consider all the facts in this matter and join the group immediately. Support Kitten Boiling today, or otherwise, you know what? By the year 2012, it's going to be cats running this place, okay? If you don't boil a kitten today, your children might be at serious risk when the overpopulation of intelligent cats that can build stuff overtake the system slowly. They're the ones who are going to experience that if you do not boil a kitten today. Support boiling kittens, not just for what we have today, but for the freedom of our future. The future must remain in total freedom. We must be able to decide our destiny in life. And if you do not join the Supporters of Kitten Boiling Association by BDO, I don't know what can save you. I don't know. You must absolutely join, people. It is a crucial issue. And it must be done. And now, the address, if you want to directly go to my MySpace, you type in your web browser, www.myspace.com/Budweiser, BUDWHEIZZAH. Or in Canadian, BUDWHEIZZAH. Okay, so I got both versions right there. Now, you type that in your web browser and you end up on MySpace, and I got that Nordiques logo that they're gonna use if they didn't sell the fucking hockey team back in 95. And, you can check out the groups I belong to, but if you wanna go directly to the group, you're too fucking lazy to visit MySpace and click on the group. You wanna go directly to the group, or you're just too damn eager. You must see the group immediately. Groups. Plural. .myspace.com/boilkittens, all in one word. BOILKITTENS. Boil kittens. Yes, and you can see that group there. Join it right away. I started it barely hours ago, and it's already growing considerably. I'm impressed of the number of people that have actually joined into it. In fact, I'm actually going to log into MySpace right now to double check that. There's another two new people that have joined in the last hour. That's lovely. I'm really happy that people are actually supporting this group and understanding that, you know, while kittens may seem cute to people, you know, as soon as you're gone, they pimp out our virgins, they kill our young and destroy our streets. I mean, and not only that, let's put that aside and discuss the food aspect of boiling kittens. There are more than 9,756,935 dishes in 3,475 countries that can be prepared with kittens boiled. You know that many countries have been saved from famine by the introduction of kitten boiling. China would be a great example. Boil a kitten today. Save the world. Anyways, okay, now that I've spoken like a fucking church preacher, I have to read a disclaimer here, because some new people listening to my radio show might... I already got hate mail about my group, okay? Okay, disclaimer, people! We do not really condone boiling kittens, as this is an act of cruelty! This group was designed simply for comedy! If you are offended by the content in this group, you are either taking it too seriously, are unaware that this is a joke, or simply do not have a sense of, quote, internet humor, unquote. The fact that the creator of this group, that would be me, is extremely allergic to cats bears no relation to the theme of this group. But first, let's have a warm Yolo County welcome. What are you looking at me for? What did I do? Join the group today, okay? Just join the group, support kitten boiling, grab a large pot, boil a kitten right now, tell me the recipe you ate it with, tell me all the toppings you put on it, the side dishes, I want to know it all! I want to know how you boil your kittens today. And I hope you listen to that disclaimer, otherwise you think I'm still fucking crazy, that I'm a crazy bastard that boils kittens. Oh yeah, gotta love the kitten boiling. Since I was little, I've been into kitten boiling. I used to go out and farm with my daddy, boiling kittens there. Boiling kittens is great, man. Boiling kitten, you gotta be eating for the next 3 days, you know what I'm saying? Bigger they are, the more you eat. Now, you gotta watch out, okay? When you're boiling the kitten, you're about to put it in the kettle. Okay, I wrote this on the group, but I want to put a highlight on it. You don't want to let the kitten drop in the boiling water right away, because then it's going to twitch real hard at first, and it's going to splash boiling water all over the place, and you're really going to get hurt. What you want to do is hold it by the hind legs and slowly sink it in the boiling water and let it stop twitching before you completely release it into the boiling water. This is the way you're going to be capable to do. First off, the meat's going to be better tasting. It's going to be more tender. And second off, you will get splashed by boiling water. Now, some have liked to to do the same thing with oil, trying to fry the live cat. Now, this is the same process, and you have to be doubly careful in this case, because you're not dealing with boiling water, you're dealing with hot oil. And when you fry the kitten, you have to drop it by the hind legs real slowly. Either that, or you just shut it in the fryer before you even warm up the oil. And once the fryer is shut, the kitten cannot get out. And for those cruelty organizations, the kitten may manage to drown in the oil before it gets hot to fry it, so it will not feel the pain of getting fried. Anyways, so, boil a kitten today, save the earth, blah, 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 enjoy it, join the group. I want everybody to join the group right now. I want a lineup at the fucking gates, you know what I'm saying. Oh yeah, that's the shit, bitch. Now, I said a lot that I wanted to do about a show a month. Unfortunately, I sort of skipped March, and I'm almost at the end of April. I really hope I do one in May, and you know there's one thing that may happen this summer. I'm not sure. None of us have spoken to the guy in months. Nick Montoya could make a return to Montreal. I'm saying this off the top of my head because I hope it. I really hope he returns to BDO. That will be an event for a live show. Right there, right there. You got me coming back on the air live. Listen, Nick Montoya is one of the best live show co-hosts I've ever had. I've had other co-hosts through Skype and so forth. George Grass would be one of the really excellent co-hosts to have on any show. But when it comes to Nick Montoya in the studio, this is the guy I could rely on. He would always want to do a show, and he would always try to fuel and help me out with the gaps that I have and everything, and it would make perfect shows. And he may come back this summer from BC, and we may finally get another show with him. Yes, a reunion. Nick Montoya coming back to BDO Radio. That would just be a lovely thing. Now, I gotta mention something to you people. While BDO Television has... Well, actually, I gotta admit something. I was gonna say that we haven't done much lately, but you know what? In 2006, more movies were released than in 2005. In 2005, we did not even release a single movie. We only released a few Jam Sessions episodes. Then in 2006, the Jam Sessions series began. So 2006 was actually a pretty big year for BDO Television, as Jam Sessions came out. We had a couple of really excellent Budweiser's Word episodes, and the season ended with a great movie called Bloody Red Bash, which was Red's birthday, and was a great film to watch. I'm drinking beer right now. I apologize for that. Anyways, but if you haven't seen Bloody Red Bash, type in your web browser, bdoradio.com/television. On the menu to your left, click movies, and you're going to see it in the list right there. You want to watch that shit. It's available in Windows Media, Real Media, or YouTube. So, you pick. I mean, go watch it. But lately, this winter, we have done some interesting shit. No, it's not jamming, it's hockey. I released the BDO hockey thing. If you want to really watch it quickly, type in your web browser, bdoradio.com/hockey, And there you're gonna have all our hockey videos to watch. I think edited 5 games this season. The season is unfortunately over. I will be playing on the ice during the summer every now and then, but it will most likely not be filmed. Bill Dernan Hockey resumes next year in September. Well, actually, at the end of the summer, this year in September. So I'm actually going to have to wait till then to make another video over there. Just letting you know that, BDO Hockey finally exists. Something I had in mind for a long while. Try to test my game announcing skills and also try to test my skills on the ice, and both got combined into a little show on BDO Radio, and that's really, BDO Television, actually. That's really interesting, so I hope you check that out. And as for me blabbering in this podcast, I'm going to call them podcasts now. I am done. And I hope you enjoyed me talking. And now there's going to be another skit. The closer skit. I said I would announce it at the end, what it is. People, this is a complete remake that I freshly made tonight. Ways to prevent yourself from vomiting that do not work is the name of the skit. It is a classic. Those of you who have never heard it, listen carefully. Thanks for listening to me blabbering. Keep on listening because the show ain't quite over, but it's going to be over after the skit, so enjoy.
VideoRadio.com. Some fucked up shit, man.
And now, an episode of the new, exciting, suspenseful, and riveting series, Lost.
Do you remember where we parked? I can't see the car.
You lost the car?
Oh, wait, no, it's right there.
Thank God we found the car.
Stay tuned for another episode of Lost.
Hi there, I'm Joe Harry. You may remember my voice from past advisories such as How to Quickly Spend $1 Trillion and Jobs and Drugs. Today I'm here to make your home a safer place by demonstrating ways to prevent yourself from vomiting that do not work. Method number 1. Stick a rubber plug down your throat.
Yeah, man, the fajitas I had for lunch, they weren't right, man. You know, they tasted right, but I don't feel right, you know? So I think I'm gonna vomit, man. So I'm going to stick this rubber plug down my throat, and that should prevent me from puking, you know? Because it's going to hold all the stuff down there, and I won't feel like puking, you know? So I think I have to do this quickly now. So here I go. Rubber plug down my throat.
Method number 2. Shove a large broomstick down into your stomach.
You know, the medication the nurses give me makes me sick. But today I'm not going to puke. Oh no, I'm so tired of puking. So I'll shove this broomstick into my mouth, down my throat, and into my stomach. Not only will it hold back the puke, but it'll even push the puke down and stir my stomach's content so I can digest. So I'm going to try this now. Here I go.
Method number 3. Hold your breath.
Man, this is bad. I much too drank, man. I'm too thinking to be drunk. Whoa, it's starting to spin, man. I'm so going to vomit. But I so don't want to vomit. Oh, it's so gross, man. So, I'm gonna hold it back. I tell you, a friend of mine said, he said, all you gotta do is hold your breath, and the feeling to puke goes away. So all I gotta do is hold my breath here. I'm gonna hold my breath, and it'll go away. Here I go.
We hope these demonstrations have helped you to understand that these methods of preventing yourself from vomiting do not work. we would like to note that if you did not understand, please do not try these methods of preventing yourself from vomiting, as they will not work. In fact, some of them are quite dangerous and could result in death. Thank you for listening. I'm Joe Harry for BDO Radio.